First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Molly Latimo says, North America needs a new fruit.
Take a drive with me through Costa Rica. Rows upon rows of identical trees blanket the landscape. Blue plastic bags filled with chemicals hang from the canopy. The ground is bare, there are no birds, no other crops grow nearby, and remnants of rainforest on the outskirts of the plantations remind you of the ecosystem's sacrifice to satisfy our demand. The workers wear short sleeves in the heat, and only thin cotton masks cover their mouths and noses. Clouds of pesticides pour out of their bags, billowing up into their unprotected faces. What is hidden within the blue plastic? What crop destroys acres of rainforest and poisons its harvesters? The answer? Bananas. Sweet, delicious bananas. The U.S. consumes more delicious bananas than any other fruit, but with every imported bunch, we are supporting the unfettered consumption of fossil fuels, the destruction of rainforests, and unjust labor practices. California offers oranges, apples, strawberries, tomatoes, dates, figs, persimmons, even kiwis that come from sustainable and local farms. We could easily do without the banana, so why don't we? At the very least, we could purchase bananas labeled Fair Trade Organic, thus supporting just labor practices and organic farming abroad. We have the power as consumers to preserve livelihoods and ecosystems through what we purchase. So the next time you find yourself holding a banana, think about tropical deforestation, pesticides, fossil fuels, and worker rights before you take a bite.
Molly Latimo studied environmental science at UCSC. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.